Hello, Shackley family. This is Angel Torres, Lifetime Master Coordinator, and welcome. Welcome to another weekly Fast Track conference call. This call has become a commonplace where more and more people in the field are calling and also having their own group conference call right after this one. As you know, everyone in the field is invited to hear from our top leaders and also from our new up-and-coming Fast Track business leaders with a consistent message about how you and your team can become directors and develop directors so that you and your team can build to executive coordinator and then continue on to presidential master coordinator. Our goal here is to help you narrow the gap between the time you join Shackley as a goal ambassador and becoming director in a timeline that meets your expectations, goals, and dreams. So let's get started. Today we have an interesting and important topic. And as today's guest speaker titled it, is Recognition and Appreciation, a perfect topic to wrap up this series. Who doesn't like to be recognized and appreciated, especially in our business, which consists of, at least at the beginning, a volunteer army of people? For many, recognition is as important, or in some instances, more important than any amount of money that you can make. Just look at many of our top leaders. Many of them earn enough money to be retired, and yet many are still very active, and recognition is an important part of why. Now, let me say that there are many ways to be recognized and to recognize others. And to talk more about this important topic, we have someone who not only does a great job recognizing her group, but also has been recognized in many, many different ways. I'm referring to Master Coordinator Barbara Laguni from Chicago, Illinois. Barb has been a Master Coordinator for 11 years. She runs a personal business of over 15,000 personal group volume every single month. Her goal is to develop 10 first-generation executive coordinator. Now, you heard that right, 10 first-generation executive coordinator. And as she puts it, I'm doing it for Roger. That's great. Barb has a degree on nutrition from Cornell University, and she received the Dr. Shackley Award back in 1998, and she's also one of our Excite trainers. She's very active in the business and just returned from an all-expenses-paid Shackley trip to the Mayan Riviera. Wow, Barb, welcome.
Hi, Angel. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Barb, tell us a little bit about the importance of recognition, because as you know, Shackley is a leadership business where recognition really plays a very important part. Do you agree with that?
And totally. And one of the first points that I wanted to make for everyone is many of you now have been with us on these calls for some 13 weeks now, and you've learned how to develop customers, and you've learned how to develop leaders, and so now is the time to take on this skill and find time in our day, every day, to look at ways that we need to recognize and appreciate all the different people within our organizations. Recognition and appreciation, I have heard master coordinators say that they believe it's one of the most critical parts of our business. And when you think about it, for most people, there's very little of it in their lives. Most moms don't get a lot of applause when they make a great dinner. And most people, when they go to work, they don't really hear much from the people they work for unless they mess up. But it is so important for human development. We know that children thrive in an environment in which they are appreciated, and grown-ups are exactly the same. And one of the things that I think is a huge connector for people in Shackley, and one of the reasons they love the Shackley business so much, is because it's so much a part of our culture in Shackley to really value people and appreciate them. And I think it's one of the appeals, frankly, of our business. We all know folks who stay with Shackley, even though they they don't grow businesses to be large organizations, but they just love being a part of it so much. And so we want to remember that. It's not something fluffy. It's really very critical to helping our leaders and grow and helping our customers stay connected to us. So there's two aspects, actually, on how that I'd like to talk about regarding recognition. One is how we recognize and appreciate others, and then the other part of that is understanding how Shackley recognizes us. So we might start with our role as a leader, which you were just mentioning, is that a really important skill to learn as a leader is the skill of mentoring. And mentoring is defined as, you know, kind of feeding back to somebody the good that you see within them, the talents you see within them, the abilities you see within them. Most people have difficulty seeing that for themselves. And it's probably one of the most rewarding parts of being an executive coordinator that you're all working toward in Shackley is when you, it's a privilege to mentor somebody else and to feed back to them and reflect back to them what you see in them, the good you see in them, the leadership you see in them. And it just helps people kind of step into it then. I've had many leaders say to me, you saw ability in me long before I was able to see it myself. And so it's a wonderful part of helping people develop their confidence as leaders. You believe in them first in order for them to be able to believe in themselves. And this shows up in a number of ways. Certainly, we have lots and lots of conversations with our business associates as they're growing into leadership. And, every conversation is an opportunity to lift somebody else up, isn't it? You know, you want everyone to get off the phone with you and to be smiling when they get off the phone with you, that you, even when they're having a challenge, I like to find something within their experience that they're telling me that I can say, good for you, that was a great thing to say, or when things, you know, sometimes people will have disappointments, and then, like having the first meeting where nobody comes, and you just want to laugh together about that because now, you are officially a Shackley leader when you've set up meetings and you've had one where no one attended. And so you want always people to feel lifted up. Never in a position where we're ever scolding people or, pointing out where they goofed up, they'll do that themselves.
Barb, I so much agree with you. I call it catch them doing something right.
Oh, that's good.
That's a philosophy that I use with my daughters. That's a philosophy that I use to build my own business. Catch people doing something right. Because in the majority of places, in their job, and when they were growing, they were always catched doing something wrong.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Exactly, we catch people doing something right. And just a final comment on this is I'd never forget a new master coordinator that I congratulated, Marty Turner, and I said, how do you do it? And he said, well, I'm only the cheerleader of my people. Nah. I'm here just to make sure that they know that they are doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great line, to be the cheerleader of your group.
The cheerleader, absolutely. Yeah. And there are a number of ways to do that. Certainly in conversations you can do that. But, we live in the age of technology. And when you email, you can send an email to your group singing the praises of somebody who came up with a great idea or who created an invitation to an in-home meeting or who's hosting a conference call or whatever. That's a way of giving people more public recognition. And those of you who are at the beginning of your businesses, you may not want to do this yourself alone yet, but you might want to work with your upline leaders about a paper newsletter, a leadership newsletter that prints out every month people who we recognize them for sponsoring, we recognize them for PV and PV growth, we recognize them, you know, for developing leaders and all of that. It's a great way to do that, and they have lots of pictures in there, and it's a great way to give recognition. So we have a lot of opportunities today to really broadcast it, and even always, like, when you're with a group of people, when we were just on the Mayan trip, and you're introducing someone to your downlines, that's a great opportunity right in front of them to say, this is my new associate, John Smith, and let me tell you about John is wonderful at, and then you can fill in the blank. It's to do that in front of someone else even lifts people higher. So that's a wonderful thing to do. So appreciating and lifting your leaders as they're growing. There's another side to that, and that is appreciating customers. You know, the 3 in 10 concept is that we're developing customers as we're going along and looking for our business leaders. And customers, I think also, really are come to Shackley and come to you like a magnet. When you have a personal relationship with them, when you appreciate them, when you're happy to hear their voice, when they call, or if they do all MDO kinds of ordering, make sure that you're calling them periodically, sending them newsletters periodically, sending an email. We live in the world of the big box stores, and we live in a world where people are very anonymous when they, you know, when they shop. And there's lots of places that they can buy the kinds of products that Shackley makes, not at our quality perhaps, but, you know, there are a lot of people vying for their consumer dollar. And they will always stay with you and come to you when they know that you love and appreciate them. And, one of the master coordinators did a calculation one time, and I don't remember it precisely, but the value of even a single customer, who is with you consistently, who orders, let's say, 100 PV a month, that over time, like over a 5-year period, that one customer could be worth $3,000 or $4,000 to you. Can you imagine over the lifetime of your business? You know, I've been in Shackley 35 years. You've been in, what, about that long, right?
About 30.
Yeah, about 30 years. Imagine what that, it would be in, you know, the tens of thousands in some cases. So it's, remember to appreciate customers and be genuinely happy when they call and when you hear their voice. So, I think one last thing on this idea of recognizing and lifting up your downlines is Joe Torres is one of our regional manager of the regional specialists at Shackley, and you all have regional specialists who handle your area of the country. And when one of your downlines has done something special, when they've done something that you can celebrate, Shackley loves those stories. We love those stories, don't we? We love reading. I love that they're in the Thursday Power of Shackley newsletters that come out to us over email. They're on that recognition page, and this is one of the things I want to draw your attention to. On the homepage at myshackley.com, on the right-hand side, is a section on recognition. And they are continually enhancing that website. And I went in there in preparation for this, and lo and behold, there was a lot of new stuff in there I had not seen before. So you might want to go in there and cruise around a bit. There is a section in there that's called Tips and Tools. And it has many of the ideas that I'm sharing with you now and others. You know, the importance of a personal note. Oh, my gosh. People don't get personal notes nowadays. That's a wonderful thing to do. Small gifts, sending a CD or one of these wonderful Shackley DVDs, a book, taking someone out to lunch on their birthday, or there's some wonderful, wonderful ideas in there that you can look at. And that's another area where they highlight people and they write up these wonderful stories about them. And we have one of our downlines is in there, who single mom who just was able to buy her first home ever because of Shackley. And her story isn't there. And she's also lost 73 pounds on cinch. And it's, but, you know, those are great stories. And Joe said that when you get written up in there, remember to make copies of it and put it with your business presentation materials and let people know, because that's another way of kind of validating your leadership. So anything else you want to mention on how regarding giving recognition to our downlines and to our customers?
Well, you mentioned a lot of great things, and one thing that I just want to add is sometimes we think that to recognize others, we need things that are expensive and things like that. And you mentioned something that I use a lot, and is personal notes. When you take the time to write a personal note in just a blank piece of paper, doesn't have to be anything fancy, and you take the time to put it in an envelope, put a stamp, and mail it, I'm telling you, people will value that a lot, because they think, wow, Barb took the time to do this for me.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's even when you see an article in a magazine or newspaper, and then you make a copy of it, and then you put a little note, I saw this and I thought of you. You know, those are ways to recognize.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Very good. And many of those are listed on the website, too, to give you more ideas. So then part two of what I thought we might want to discuss today has to do with your recognition. It happens that we are connected to a company that does a really amazing job at recognition. No one does recognition better than Shackley. And not just because they know how to do it well, it's because they really appreciate you. And they look for ways to show how much they value and appreciate you. And that just, you know, brings the best out of all of us. So at that recognition section on the homepage, in there you will see all the categories that Shackley has for recognizing us at the global annual conference, which this year is going to be in Anaheim. And I'm sure you've mentioned this, Angel, but you know, there's only a handful of seats. I think there's like 500 seats left maybe in the main auditorium. So if you haven't registered, make sure you get that done, because that is a very, very special experience. If there are any of you who have not yet had the privilege of attending one of our global conferences, it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And there's dozens of ways that Shackley will recognize you, but look at these, what they call the Star Achiever categories. And there's two reasons why I really would encourage you to do that. One is I would like every one of you on this call to experience the thrill of walking across a stage with 7,000 cheering, excited fellow Shackley distributors just clapping and cheering and really genuinely happy for your success and your achievement. That is a wonderful experience, and I wish that for every one of you. But working toward those Star Achiever categories is important for another reason. Shackley rewards you and celebrates you in these categories because they reinforce the activities you need to do to qualify for those categories are exactly the things that you want to be doing that will advance your business. There's a sponsoring category. You want to do sponsoring. That's really important. You want to learn how to sponsor. It's the lifeblood of your business. When you establish your business development system, your leadership development system, your customer development system, when you find, you know, how you want to, you know, what you're using to do that, you want to have a system by which you are meeting new people on a regular basis, that your system keeps generating that. It can be the in-home meetings. It can be, you know, the asking for referrals. It can be, you know, being a part of, well, you've had a prospecting call. All the ways in which we meet people, you want to always be sponsoring, and not only sponsoring yourself personally, but sponsoring in depth. Always looking for ways to meet the friends and family of the people that you know. Meet the friends and family of your current customers, of your current leaders, and so on. Always working in depth. So sponsoring is always rewarded in these achievement categories. But also then, business leader development. And there's all kinds of ways that you are recognized there when you reach your next rank. So many of you are working this month to reach director by the end of November. November 30th has come. It would be tonight, wouldn't it?
That's correct.
All right. So the first category is new rank. And many of you are working now toward your first rank, which will be director. And working toward that for November 30th, those of you who were non-directors when at the end of the St. Louis conference. And then right away, though, you want to be working on developing your first leaders so that you will reach the second phase of the fast track by February, and that will make you a senior director. So you're going to get all kinds of recognition for that, and you're going to get points which will help you qualify for the wonderful trip that they have in mind for us next year, which will be this wonderful 7-day cruise that we have. So you'll see business leader development, you'll see business group volume growth, which is as you and your downline leaders, as you're growing your organization, increase their volume and keep adding more leaders and more customers and so forth, you get rewarded for that. BGV, business group volume expansion. That's another very important way, and that will pay off for you also in terms of your income, and so on. So there's many categories. So take a look at those. Choose the ones that you want to work toward, and then track the points that you'll be getting so that you can qualify for that terrific trip for next year. So your recognition is very important also. And you know, when you get to Anaheim next year, you will then be a star achiever. And there will be all kinds of special treatment for you. You'll have special registration. You'll go to a special Star Achiever Lounge. You'll have special seating in the general sessions. I mean, it's really wonderful. So certainly worth working toward. So anything else you want to mention, Angel, about their recognition?
I think that you've covered everything. And as you were speaking, it reminded me of a person that I know. He has become a key coordinator by qualifying for every single trip that the Shackley
has. Oh, good.
It's a way to not only build a business, but also a way to recognize himself and his family for all the work that he's doing. So it's all recognition.
Very good. So I guess I would just close then by, I'm often reminded of a kind of natural law. That is, whenever you lift the self-esteem of another person, you automatically will have your own self-esteem lifted as well. And I think it's one of the reasons that Shackley businesses are so rewarding. I mean, there are so many parts of Shackley that are very precious to me. You know, the income is excellent, and the health benefits of using products like this and having them be so much a part of your life, and knowing that you're a vehicle that helps other people to good health. But a very big part of my Shackley business for me that is the most rewarding is helping others to grow as people and helping them reach within themselves and lift out these talents and abilities that are within them, often have been latent within them, have not been tapped and discovered by others. And here is a place where all of that can flourish. And so that's a wonderful thing. And just looking, never miss an opportunity to to lift up another. And this is a very important part of what connects you to everybody, to all these folks that will become a part now of your organizations as you're growing. So my last message then is to appreciate you and to let you know how much all of us appreciate all of you being a part of Fast Track, of taking on that challenge. You really are the future of Shackley. You're the leaders of tomorrow. You're the master coordinators of tomorrow, and you're all advancing nicely. You're doing fine, and we're very proud of you, and we thank you for joining us in this work that that is so important and touches so many folks every day. So thank you for all of that.
Wow, Barb, thank you so much. Great job. We deeply appreciate your dedication and time. I just want to mention one last thought with regard to recognition, and it brings me a quote from Mary Kay Ash. She used to say, when you look at people, read in their forehead that it says, make me feel important.
Oh, that's
and,
nice.
And that is so true. You know, I mean, if you live your life making everybody feel important, you will have lots of friends, and because everybody wants to feel important.
There's a quote I just read a couple weeks ago from Maya Angelou that was very similar. She said, people will not remember what you say, and they won't remember what you did, but they will remember forever how you made them feel.
Right.
Yeah, same
super
thing.
What a great way to close the call. And I also like to not only thank you for your time and a great job and dedication all these years to Shack, but I also like to thank our audience for taking the time to be on this call. I just want to say to close, please remember that we are all personally in charge of creating our own reality. And in Shackley, as you know, Roger has created all kinds of programs like Fast Track, True Infinity, Power of 10, and many more, plus all the great products that he has created and many he reintroduced. And all of that has been done for you to, by helping others, create a very successful life. So, my friends, go for it. Think and focus on all the possibilities, not the obstacles, and we'll see you at the top. My friends, that's it for today. One final comment. The average annual income in 2008 for the business leader rank ranged from $10,798 for directors to $580,573 for presidential master coordinators. Average annual income by rank is based on the average monthly Form 1099 income for all U.S. business leaders who held the rank that month and added for the 12 months of 2008. The Fast Track career path is new, and so there are no average earnings for this additional income. Of course, results will vary with effort, and Shackley Corporation does not guarantee that any particular income level will be achieved.